Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year where we are supposed to be changing the batteries in our smoke detectors and CO detectors. How vital is it to change the smoke detector batteries often?
It's huge. I mean, the thing most people don't realize is if your house is on fire, if it starts on fire on the other end, the gas that goes throughout that house before the flames would get you, that obviously is what kills you, okay? Yeah, the smoke alarms go off way before the flames get to you normally. So it's very vital that they get changed, and this is a good time of year to do it. CO as well.
How easy of a reminder has it been to change the clocks and change the smoke detectors?
Well, I know they push it on the news and everything, and it's just a good time of year to do it because everybody knows you got to turn the clocks ahead or behind or back, and it's a great time of year to change the batteries. The newer ones are, you know, the smoke alarms you buy these days are 10-year batteries, and you can't change them, but any of the older style that take the batteries, this is definitely the time of year to change them. Both smoke and CO. I mean, a lot of them are, they do, you know, there's two in one, but they're both equally as important because the CO, obviously the same thing. If you go to sleep and you're inhaling the CO, I mean, if that alarm doesn't go off and wake you up, then unfortunately it has some severe consequences.
All right. And when it comes to the batteries, how, Some smoke detectors take different batteries. Is that how that works?
Well, most of them take your 9-volt, the square 9-volt batteries. Like I said, any of the new smoke alarms that you purchase, you can't even buy the ones that you have to change the battery anymore. They're all 10-year sealed. And, you know, I always recommend if we see one that's 8 or 9 years old and it starts to go off periodically, for no apparent reason, I recommend that you change them then. Don't wait just because it's, you know, a 10-year battery. Everything has flaws. So they are a sealed a sealed unit. You can't change a battery in them. So if it does start acting up after 8-9 years, throw it out and get a new one. You definitely want to keep enough of them on hand and in the house because it's huge in saving your life. People got to realize how huge it is. I mean, you see it every day on the news. People burning up in these fires, and it's terrible. Because, you know, there's a lot of them that do perish. There was no smoke alarms. So something that's that inexpensive to save your life is, if you don't have the money to get one, talk to your neighbor. I'm sure that they'll give you the money to buy one.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.